This is a Fox News alert. A former senator has died. I'm Lisa LaSera. Former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, who ran for president and was Al Gore's vice presidential pick in the year 2000, has died. In a statement, his family says Lieberman died this afternoon in New York City due to complications from a fall. His beloved wife, Hadassah, and members of his family were with him as he passed. It goes on to say Senator Lieberman's love of God, his family, and America endured throughout his life of service in the public interest. Joe Lieberman was 82. The Coast Guard has begun efforting to get the cargo ship that crashed into the Key Bridge in Baltimore out of the water.
The vessel is stable, but it still has over 1.5 million gallons of fuel oil and lube oil on board. And it does have 4,700 cargo containers on board.
Coast Guard Vice Admiral Peter Gauthier, 56 of those containers have hazardous materials. He says two containers that don't have hazardous materials went overboard and haven't been located. A California man is sentenced for making threats against public officials.
David Allen Carrier sentenced to 11 months in prison, pleading guilty to two counts of making threats against a federal official. According to the Justice Department, in 2021, the 44-year-old from the Bay Area left a message at the office voicemail of then Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, threatening to assault her. Months later, calling the U.S. Department of Homeland Security hotline, leaving a message threatening to assault DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Federal officials say violent threats targeting elected officials also threaten our democratic system, adding anyone who sends politically motivated threats of violence to government officials will be investigated by the FBI and held accountable.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Former President Trump lashing out on social media at the New York judge who put him under a gag order ahead of his April 15th hush money criminal trial. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The FAA is warning people that next month's total solar eclipse may impact their air travel plans.
The FAA says the total solar eclipse on April 8th will result in some delays, that airports and states in the eclipse's path may be especially affected, including in Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Vermont, and Maine. The agency says pilots and airlines should be prepared to possibly hold more often, that is, circle more before landing, reroute, and take off later than planned. Meanwhile, Delta is offering a flight from Austin to Detroit specifically for, quote, umbrophiles who want to spend as much time as possible directly within the path of totality. An umbrophile is someone who chases eclipses. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Having HIV will no longer automatically disqualify someone from serving as a police officer in Nashville. The city has agreed to settle a federal discrimination lawsuit filed last year by an officer using the pseudonym John Doe, who claims the city rescinded a job offer in 2020 upon learning he had HIV. In spite of a letter from his health care provider saying he would not be a danger to others because he had successfully suppressed the virus with medication to the point where it could not be transmitted. Hulu and Disney Plus are teaming up for a new streaming service.
The duo plan Hulu on Disney Plus is priced at $2 higher than each individual subscriptions alone. The two-service deal is focusing on streamlining the consumer experience and pooling the content of two large established streaming players within a single outlet. Hulu had 49.7 million subscribers at the end of last year, including 4.6 million who get the Hulu Plus live TV pay service. Disney Plus had 111.3 million. The company has never disclosed the number a bundle of subscribers.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.